Today on 5-Minute Monday, I'll dive into our favorite microphone for podcasting. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, if you're just getting started in podcasting or are looking to upgrade your podcast setup, it's really easy to feel overwhelmed by all the microphones that are available. You don't want buyer's remorse, where you spend a bunch of money on something and is not as good as you hoped it would be. So unless you're wanting to spend more than $500 on your setup, there is only one microphone we recommend, and that is the Audio-Technica ATR-2100. There are four reasons that we recommend this microphone over any other. The first one is sound quality. When you use an ATR-2100, you'll get comparable sound quality to high-end microphones. In fact, I'm talking into an ATR-2100 right now. And unless you have a trained ear, it's hard to even notice the difference between this microphone and something that costs $400, $500, or $600. The ATR-2100 also utilizes a cardioid recording pattern, which means it's designed to record the sound directly in front of it. Now, you might still get some background noise. So if you have, you know, dogs barking in another part of your house, or if your neighbor is mowing their lawn, you'll pick up some of that noise, but it will be minimal compared to other microphones in this price range. So if you're able to optimize your recording space, then the ATR-2100 is going to be a great solution for you, and you're going to get great sound quality. It also allows you to directly monitor your audio. There's a headphone jack in the back of the microphone, so you can monitor your voice with no delay. The technical term for this is latency. Because if you plug your headphones into your computer, often you'll hear a slight delay, which is the time it takes for the signal from the microphone to reach the computer. And that delay is enough to drive you absolutely nuts after a while. So having that direct monitor option is really fantastic. The ATR-2100 also has both a USB and XLR interface. USB makes it easy to plug directly into your computer. You just plug it right in and you're good to go. But having that XLR option gives you the flexibility to use your microphone in different setups. For instance, if you're recording more than one person in the same room, using multiple USB microphones can lead to some problems in your recordings, mainly because your audio recording software is going to have trouble identifying which microphone is which, and so you won't be able to really record separate audio tracks. So you can use the XLR output on your microphone with a mixer or a USB interface without having to purchase a completely different microphone. Now, the thing that we love most about the Audio-Technica ATR-2100 is the price. This microphone is available on Amazon for around $80, and so it is the best bang for your buck microphone for podcasters. It even includes all of the cables that you'll need, an XLR cable and a USB cable. So you don't have to buy a cable separately, which you would normally have to do with other microphones. Now, the only drawback is that it's only available in the US and Canada. Outside of those two countries, the ATR-2100 is not available. But a very comparable microphone is the Samson Q2U. It has the same features as the ATR-2100 and can often be found for less than the 2100, but for durability and overall quality, we still recommend the Audio-Technica if you can get your hands on it. So you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars to get professional sound quality on your podcast. Just pick up the ATR-2100 and you're off to the races. Need some help with your podcast? The Bus Route Podcast community on Facebook is a great place to find answers and get the help you need to make your podcast as excellent as possible. So if you're not a member yet, just click on the link in the show notes and ask to join. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.